Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mackenzie Warren Kay joins us. She's an attorney with Brownstein Hyatt. She's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Mackenzie Warren Kay. She's an attorney with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck. She's a senior policy advisor and counsel. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
It's always fun to be with you, Sam.
Well, we have lots to talk about. Let's start out with the presidential race, which has been completely crazy for the last month. Your thoughts on how this is affecting Nevada?
Well, we saw it just over the weekend where Vice President Harris made her first visit to Las Vegas with her new running mate, Tim Walz. I've been making this joke a lot, Sam, but I am married to a Democrat from Nebraska. So yes, they do exist. They are quite rare. But I mean, the excitement was palpable. Thomas and Mack packed, I think they're saying 12,000 people there. And we've really seen the shift, you know, through the summer. I think Trump had all the momentum in the world. He rolled out the concept to eliminate federal taxes on tips for our hospitality workers and restaurant workers this summer. We heard VP Harris echo that same policy that has bipartisan support over the weekend. And this pendulum just keeps shifting. The assassination attempt on former President Trump, I thought, wow, this momentum is just so fierce. It's a wall. How do you stop it? And then, of course, you know, Biden steps aside and there's this complete reinvigoration of the party, both financially and just from a grassroots perspective. So it's pretty wild to watch. That being said, I think this is going to come down to a November nail biter. I really do. And you can hear, especially VP Harris, she's using that talking point because she doesn't want Democrats to take anything for granted. She knows this will be a battle and they've got to push to the end if they want to climb over the Trump wall that, you know, is and was built.
You know, it's interesting because I hadn't really thought about it that much, but people sitting on their couches and not voting was a bigger issue than I really thought about. And, you know, for those of us that are in the world of politics, voting is like second nature. It's like brushing your teeth in the morning. But really, this has invigorated Democrats to get off the couch and do something. And I think that it's still going to come down to that tiny sliver of undecideds at the last minute. I think Republicans are still going to vote for Republicans. Democrats are going to vote for Democrats. And how big is that sliver is the question.
Major. And I also think, Sam, we're going to be seeing people going into that voting booth and hopping around. I think we saw it with electing Governor Lombardo. Folks went into that booth and voted for a Republican governor, and I believe hopped over and voted for, you know, Democrat Senator CCM. I think that happens. I think we're going to see that in November. And from, you know, the perspective of Nevadans, it's the economy. It's the economy driving this thing. It's no mistake that Harris and Trump, who seemingly don't agree on anything, can come together and say, you know what, this is a hospitality city, this is a hospitality state, we should eliminate federal taxes on these tips, right? It sounds so small, but it's major. And how I think how you motivate is you hit people in their pocketbooks. And I think that's why we saw the shift of ousting, you know, Governor Sisolak, because of shutting down the Strip and our economy, and so much of that matters. But you're absolutely right. It was the apathy. I mean, there was just no excitement, even from the most solid of D's, to get excited about President Biden. And then you have to feel for, you know, former President Trump and his team. It's like they've been studying for the exam, and then all of a sudden the material changes, right? It's the game, and they've got to scramble and they've got to retool. But I think, you know, Harris being at the top of the ticket, the running mate that she chose in Tim Walz, has really sent everyone into a redirect. And Trump and J.D. Vance, they'll pivot, and we'll see what they do. But they're going to do something.
I think the tip part is interesting. That can't be done by executive order, though, can it? I mean, wouldn't that have to be with congressional approval?
That's right. But we've already heard from, you know, Nevada's Democrat federal delegation that they would support it. I mean, whether Washington gets anything done is really the question. But we are already seeing some early bipartisanship around this concept.
The other thing that kind of concerns me is that a look at the increasing of the minimum wage has been part of this conversation. And that just goes towards boosting inflation again. And so I'm thinking that there's going to be great concern about that.
Absolutely. And so much can happen. What's going to happen, you know, with our markets? It was a really rough day last week. We saw that. I mean, things are in motion. And I think it comes down to which candidate is going to do the most for them. But then, you know, will they actually make it to the polls? Is really turnout will be what decides this thing.
You know, and you're absolutely right. And what's interesting, I was meeting with a leading Hispanic legislator last week, and I was saying to them, this is in Northern Nevada, and I was saying to them, you know, the turnout has got to be bigger this year than ever before. She said, yes, but it's so difficult to get Latinos to actually vote. I mean, they're interested, but they're not voting. And it seems like the African American community has now been boosted. But that Latino vote, if they can get that vote really going, that's going to make a heck of a difference.
Absolutely. And I'm no expert here, but I will say the young people, that was another group that was really missing from the conversation. Now with, you know, two viable parties in either race or in either slot, rather, I think young people are paying attention. I think it's hard to ignore the historic aspect of this. You know, I'm raising a daughter myself. The idea of having, you know, a woman as president, irrespective of how you feel about the politics, that's exciting. And that's the kind of history-making stuff that I think can really intrigue even the most, you know, uninterested voter. And our youth really look to that. So I'm watching the young people this time around. I also think that can be trouble for the Harris ticket. We know how critical the young voters have been about the Israel, you know, Gaza conflict, and they have been very noisy here. And it's very easy to tie Vice President Harris to Biden administration. That's, you know, she's serving within that administration, and I think that hook is going to be really hard to pull out and decipher, but you can already see her doing it. And I think, young people especially are paying attention to that issue.
It was interesting watching President Biden on Sunday morning yesterday on CBS, where he was talking about his reasons for stepping down. But the one reason he didn't mention was probably the most significant, which is they stopped the money.
Yep. I think the money drives this thing majorly. Also where it could go and knowing that it could stay within the pod if it was VP Harris. And then you saw what you know, the vice president did. I mean, she fundraised $30 million with the wave of a wand. The celebrity endorsements have only just begun. You know, I joked, okay, we saw Beyonce's $3 million, but when is Taylor Swift going to write her big check and the timing of that and what will the amount be? And, you know, it kind of, it sounds crazy, but I think these things in the aggregate start to make a difference and they start to chip away. And this is going to be a photo finish kind of race. I really think so.
I agree. And just a minor correction is, so it wasn't $30 million. She raised $300 million in the space
Thank
of just,
you.
Just a Thank few you. Days.
Which Missing was, a zero.
Yeah,
More coffee.
But it's just amazing, considering how much money had already been put into these races, that there was another $300 million sitting on the table within a week to be able to be thrown in. And that also makes my point that I made earlier about, you know, when they shut off the money. If we go back to Jim Gibbons running for re-election as governor and Brian Sandoval being brought into that mix, they told Governor Gibbons, you know, don't run. You know, we're cutting off the money. And he's a fighter. He went for it anyway. But you saw the difference between who had got elected as governor, and it wasn't Jim Gibbons. Let's change over here to the Senate race here, because I find this one fascinating. I'm still having trouble finding the positives on either side of these campaigns. Can you see the positives? And don't we need to have those for people to make a decision that isn't just Democrat or Republican?
And are you talking about the tone of the campaign
they're
running, Sam? Okay, so it's interesting. So I saw my first glimpse from Sam Brown in a commercial that is not an attack ad. What it is it's trying to paint him as a Nevadan, because that's a real issue he has. He's not a longtime resident. He ran in Texas. He has the, you know, the carpet bagger characteristic that is being slapped at him constantly, and he needs to portray and stand himself up as a Nevadan dad and worker. And that's what this ad tried to do, a softer side of him. Of course, he recalls on his military service, and that's a common theme in his speech. You can't deny the sacrifice he made for this country, but is he a Nevadan? I think that one's really tough. But it was the first sort of humanizing aspect of the campaign that I've seen.
All right, let's take a break and we'll come back. We have lots more with Mackenzie Warren Cape after this timeout.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley-Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash and 7 brand new Harleys. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
It's one of the oldest scams in Vegas. Make them think one thing and pull off another. Meet Sam Brown, or as Republicans call him, Scam Brown. Brown created a special fundraising committee he said would be used to elect Republicans. But instead, Brown pocketed money for his own campaign. In fact, fewer than 2% went to helping other candidates. Sam Brown, can't trust him to be for you. Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas?
Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mackenzie Warren-Kay. She's an attorney with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck. Let's talk about some of the congressional races in Southern Nevada. Dina Titus versus Mark Robertson. He really was relatively close to her last time around. And she, of course, complained heavily about the redistricting that reduced the Democrats in her district. How do you see this one playing out at this point?
Dina complained, and then she got Greg's work. So she knows her district. She is absolutely tireless. I mean, she's really owned this space. She pulls this one off, I think, pretty handily. Again, we're not fighting that red wave, right? That we felt even just a few weeks ago, and this pendulum could continue to swing back and forth. But right now, I think Dina's got it.
And Mark Robertson will be on the show later this week, and then we'll have Dina coming on in D.C. Next month. Stephen Horsford, head of the Congressional Black Caucus, which is huge, versus John Lee, former mayor of North Las Vegas. It was interesting to see an attack ad on John Lee that he was the failed mayor of North Las Vegas, when in fact his accomplishments were quite remarkable. But how do you see that one playing out?
This one's interesting. I think, you know, John Lee definitely has the name recognition. He's got firepower. Can he and will he use it? Because what we've seen Congressman Horsford do very well is back policy and really, you know, talking the policy in the press with constituents. He's really making himself, you know, the guy on the issues. And I think that really resonates. But you're right, to cast, you know, Mayor Lee as some, you know, incompetent guy, absolutely not. We all know the story. He brought North Las Vegas back from, you know, the brink of financial ruin and did some incredible things out there. So that's not fair either. They're two entirely different candidates. I really haven't seen Governor Lombardo as engaged in these races, right? He's so laser focused on blocking the supermajority and protecting his veto pen that there hasn't been as much engagement. That could change. I think certainly, you know, Governor Lombardo's incredibly popular right now, and maybe him leaning into some of these federal races could change the outcomes here. But I say Horsford, you know, has the clear advantage. Right.
Yes,
now.
And it's interesting. I've got to agree with you 100%. I was talking to somebody the other day about Stephen Horsford, and they said, oh, yeah, the policy guy. And that was the response. So absolutely. Susie Lee has done very well in CD3, but it's still a very close district. And Drew Johnson is no dummy. I mean, I think it depends. To me, it would be interesting to see multiple debates to see what came out of that, because Drew has some interesting points to raise.
Drew's a player. I mean, we saw how close it came against Clark County Commissioner Justin Jones. So he's a serious candidate. Susie Lee is just a grinder, Sam. I mean, she is everywhere. She got the governor to endorse a bill, right, about reducing, you know, red tape in development and the lands issue. She's doing a lot of things strategically to set herself up as a very middle of the road, pro-business Nevada Democrat. And I think chipping away at that persona that she's built for herself in a relatively short time is going to be a tall order. She's very strong fundraiser. She's a relationship person. And I think there's an immense amount of loyalty to her within her district. Again, Drew's a serious player. I think this one goes to Susie.
All right, let's take another break and we'll come back and we'll look at some of the county commission races after this timeout.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Come one, come all, it's the $125,000 carnival of cash and prizes at Tamarack Casino. Get in on the fun with cash and free play prize drawings every Thursday and Saturday, including winners of up to $1,000 and a top prize of $5,000 guaranteed each week. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mackenzie Warren Kay. She's an attorney with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, Schreck. Wanted to take a look at some of the county commission races. April Becker versus Shannon Bilbray Axelrod. Now, I don't have access to Southern Nevada Television. You do. What has been the play so far in terms of commercials for these?
I haven't seen any ads. I think we will. And this is the race to watch at the commission. We're talking about two Nevada powerhouse families, you know, the Bilbray and Becker families that are very well known and have, you know, their respective bases. These candidates are very different. What's interesting, but probably unsurprising, Sam, is the focus on the abortion issue. You know, seemingly how much control does Clark County Commission have over women's reproductive health rights? Very little, right? But this matters to Nevadans. It matters to independents. And so we're seeing that issue being pushed in this commission race in particular to two female candidates, obviously. So it makes for, you know, an interesting discourse. The signs are everywhere, the billboards, the signs, digital. I just haven't seen TV yet, but we know it'll happen.
Oh yeah, for sure. Marilyn Kirkpatrick versus Jesse Welch, who's a libertarian. It's interesting that no Republican ran in this race. And to be honest, you know, I have a lot of what I consider not party libertarian, but libertarian views on things. It's like live and let live. But it seems like the Libertarian Party is just floundering at this point in time. So many of them left to become Republicans over the years. Does Marilyn really have any competition here in this race?
He doesn't. MK gets it done like she always does. She, you know, is very keen on creating touch points with her constituents. I mean, her voters really know her. She's out in her district constantly. I hadn't even heard Jesse's name. It's MK on this one.
Yes, and the other thing is that she is so business friendly that even people that would normally head towards an R have no problem supporting her. Okay, we got to talk about the mayor's race here in our final minutes. What a campaign! This is fascinating, the debate and everything. Where do you think this is heading? And do people care about the Badlands issue? That's the big question for me, even though it's huge.
I think, you know, political geeks like us pay attention, but Badlands, what is that? You know, a failed development? I mean, no, Sam, they care about, you know, what their day-to-day looks like. You know, arguably, how much can the Las Vegas mayor have over that? It remains to be seen. But the debates between these two, you know, political players have been really fascinating. You have, of course, you know, Shelley, a former congresswoman who is just seasoned, and she's spicy. She's making jokes, and she's having to address her age, right? Because we know that was an issue with President Biden. She made a little quip at her debate the other week that said, you know, I'm so old, people forget how they feel about me. They can't even remember if they like me or not. And it's like, it's good. It's comfortable. She is very comfortable in her own skin, and she is handling this as if, you know, it's already a done deal that she's already going to be the next mayor. But you can't count out Victoria. She is beloved by her supporters. Similar to a Congressman Horsford, she is really positioning herself on the issues. She's done a lot for, you know, pet owners. She's been outspoken in other areas that are real lightning rods for certain groups. And she's been very good at that, to pick off her various supporters as putting herself forward as the councilwoman that can get things done. We also know that she keeps her seat even if she loses the mayor's race. And so from a fundraising perspective, it's powerful. Folks still need to get things done. She's accessible. And I think, you know, both women are putting up amazing campaigns, and much of it, I think, will depend on what the excitement looks like and where the pendulum is swinging closer to November.
And last quick question here, and the Goodmans still do not tip their hand as to who they favor.
I don't think so. I don't think we see the Goodmans weighing in on this. I don't see how it serves them. I think they, you know, politely stay out, and maybe they'll have a martini with whoever pulls this thing off.
That's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure and a delight to have you on the program. Thank you so much for doing this, as always.
It's great. Good to see you, Sam.
Thank you. Good to see you too, Mackenzie, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, and YouTube. If you want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next podcast.